Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Robin Bella. She's an author, speaker, success mindset and manifestation coach, spiritual mentor, transformational teacher, and energy therapist. Robin, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me here, Christopher.
So mindset has been studied by a woman named Dr. Carol Dweck. She's literally studied mindset for decades. And people often think, oh, mindset is such a foo-foo term or a Oprah Winfrey term, but it's not. It's actually based on science. It comes down to a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. So I'm curious for you, when did you decide that you wanted to be a mindset or a manifestation coach, Robin?
Well, in my work of 15 years that I've been doing this with clients, and also obviously I use these same principles for my own life, I realized that normal techniques of, you know, coaching, life coaching, or, you know, mindset coaching as well, when we talk about being positive and visualize and so many other things, there was a part where I felt there was something missing, because there's so much you can fake it, right? People think mindset is about being somebody else and trying not to be yourself. It's actually about being yourself and tapping into your highest potential always by being comfortable in your skin and doing things from your heart. And it's a very spiritual process as well, mindset. And that's where I really discovered that until I tap into that element where I am comfortable connecting to my inner peace, inner joy, and that mindset of that connection to my most divine space, that's from where I can do my best in my work or in my life and in general be my best. So I help people to tap into that space. And so it has a spiritual element. It has, you can call it mindset the scientific way, but it has a way of understanding yourself as well. So that's why emotions are involved. That's why understanding the deeper sense of where you are at in life, why you are feeling this way, and how do you release yourself from those elements and be yourself.
Now, that's good, Robin. I like how you mentioned about it. It's not about being someone else, as people often say, at least in the West, like you're in the UK, so I don't know how they're perceived or how they're taught, but at least in America, they're like, fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it. And going back to you, I absolutely disagree with that term. I always talk about how you want to believe who you are on the inside before you become who you are on the outside, because it's a lot more authentic. So for you, when you talk about this spiritual path and divine, I mean, how did you even decide that in yourself? Were you always this very spiritual minded person? Did you know that you had this divine gift as a kid? I mean, what was the turning point for you?
Well, in my high school, I struggled by taking wrong subjects in my school. And it was science subjects, and that wasn't what I wanted to do. And I was very depressed. And I was in those moments quite unhappy. You could think suicidal, or you could think many other things are going on, as you know, the age of the teenage, you know, mindset. And luckily I found a book of Deepak Chopra's The Seven Laws of Spiritual Success. And there he talks about meditation, and he doesn't explain how to do it, but somehow I started tapping into the exact feeling of what he was trying to say. And I started meditating myself, and I came out of the whole the depression state, and I did well in my school as well in the exams, and obviously I passed through and went on to do things that I really wanted to do, not change my subjects. But that's where I tapped into the first time. And the second time was after some years of being in the corporate field. I had come to the UK, and I had just started studying my postgrad MBA at that time, so I had a knee dislocation, I had a knee injury, and I couldn't walk for a year properly. And that took me to healing myself more. And I realized that's what I wanted to do more for myself and for others. And so I took a big leap of faith and following my heart and left the corporate field and went into this field. So my journey has been from within it wasn't like I should just change it and do this because it suits me and makes me money, but it was something that I always felt believed in within, from within, that I share.
Now, that's great, Robin. That book you mentioned by Deepak Chopra is actually one of my favorite books, called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And what's great about that book, it's so simple. It's pocket sized. You can read it over and over, which I used to at one point, and I highly encourage everyone to do that. Now, with any book, it does accelerate your progress. It accelerates your understanding of yourself. And I noticed that you have a program called the Divine Success Manifestation Accelerator. So talk to us about that program, and specifically if you have clients that have been in the program, and how he or she has been able to accelerate their understanding of themselves.
This program is actually designed for entrepreneurs and leaders for their work improvement, productivity, and to help them create success in their business. So most of the people who are coming are using all kinds of strategies for business, but they're needing something on the for the mindset and the spiritual element. Perhaps they're too tired in their lives, where they are struggling with all the emotional drama probably in the personal lives, or they're struggling with some failure in the past, or they've never done something so big and they want to do it and they don't have the confidence. So I help them tap into that inner divine space to connect to that joy and peace inside, and show them techniques and how to be in that space and be comfortable in your skin, and to let go of the past. And all, sometimes people just need a bit of nurturing of their emotions, of their soul. Maybe they're so tired, overworked. So all of those elements are in this program, and people are able to come to find the balance, feel good about themselves. So when I work with some clients, they are able to see where they are stuck in emotionally, or for their work as well, emotionally. Sometimes.
Can you give a specific example, Robin?
Sometimes people feel like
a client like that you've actually worked with. Because we have a few minutes left, you know, so it's always so powerful that they hear, wow, I could be like Robin, or I could be like Christopher. So one specific example of a client you've worked with.
Sure. This one client I had who was struggling with being visible, like being out there and doing things, but because you have to do your business, you have to be visible more. And so I helped her to find her confidence in just being herself the way she wants to be. It doesn't have to be somebody else again.
But how did you ask her in questions? Did you suggest her for a certain book? I mean, this is all about the how
There is an element of understanding of past where she was blocked as childhood, where everybody told her these things and that made her feel bad about herself. And then there's elements where she also needs to learn to tap into more the spiritual element of the divine energy inside to feel peaceful. When you feel at peace, you go out and do anything, you're in a place of grounded energy and you do well.
But how? Like, did you ask her to meditate? When you talk about grounding, that's obviously a really important concept.
I help them tap into the energy of God.
Do you have them do a mantra? Like, again, I know what you're saying, but I really want our listeners to understand.
See, the program is a 4-month program. So I show them, I train their minds literally to tap into this energy of the divine by saying mantras or meditation. And I have a lot of things to learn to tune and think and feel, because if you're not able to feel peaceful, feel successful, and visualize and feel into what you want to create, nothing's going to happen. So a lot of times people sit in fear and keep doing strategies in the business or in their lives to do these certain things, but nothing's working. They don't feel their completion inside. And that's why these things help them to train to feel and see and think differently.
No, that's great, Robin. So the last question I have is, what's one thing you actually do on your first day with your clients?
I help to understand.
No. Just like one question or one technique. Again, it's a simple question where you say you help them with energy, but how? Like, do you have them, the first thing, if I'm your client, I sit down with you or I talk to you, what's the first thing you do with your client?
Well, of course, I need to understand the golden things. That's the first thing you should do. But in terms of understanding of that connection to the divine aspect, I help them to learn to see that they are whole, healed, and perfect, and that they have to see themselves as what they are wanting is already within themselves. So you have to affirm certain statements, like I am, for example, you want to bring the divine energy within you, God's perfection in you, then you're going to say, I am God's peace, for example.
Awesome. So pretty much since this is a shorter format, podcast, it's really, again, I want to give our listeners very tangible things. So specifically, you said just affirming that I am peace or I am whole. So that's really powerful because I do that literally every morning. Robin, we really appreciate you on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
Sure. My website, robinbella.com, is the best way to find me and connect with me from there. And thank you for having me here, Christopher.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.